Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction. I'm so glad you joined me on today's weekday podcast. If you're like me, you've been watching the Olympics all week long, and you've found it so interesting to cheer and pull for the USA and occasionally pull for the underdog. If you're like me, man, I love to pull for the underdog. When I saw Turkey beat China in volleyball, for some reason, I had this sense of way to go, Turkey. And I have no ties to Turkey whatsoever. But I think this is what happens when we have this perspective that we want to pull for other people. We want to see other people succeed, or I pray you do. Well, Jesus teaches about how we also have to have a love for enemies as well. He says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, toward the end of his Sermon on the Mount, he says, "You've heard that the law says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you." Boy, you talk about something that's counterintuitive. Jesus is saying to people, love your enemies. So if you're on that hillside in the first century and you're hearing Jesus describe love your enemies, then that means that you're being called to love the Romans who are your oppressors and captors and hold it over your head moment by moment, day by day. And Jesus is saying, pray for those people, don't hate them. He goes on and says, in that way, you'll be acting as true children of your Father in heaven, for he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. Now, this teaching is radical. I mean, in this last six verses, Jesus enjoins love in keeping with Leviticus 19:18, but goes beyond that command by insisting on loving one's enemies. Jesus' followers, you and me, we're to pray for those who persecute them and us, because to do so is like God who provides the necessities of life for all, even those who hate him. I mean, this is pretty powerful stuff. I mean, It rains on the righteous and the unrighteous. I mean, it gives this picture that we are all sinful people living in a sinful world, living sinful lives, and that God provides for all of us, including providing a way for us to find forgiveness and mercy and grace and love and never-ending love in Christ himself, no matter for who. So as we're followers of Jesus, he's saying, don't fall into line with the rest of the world. Go ahead and be that Christian that would be the counterintuitive, counterculture Christian. He says in verse 46, if you love only those who love you, what reward is there in that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. Jesus is saying the worst of the worst. Listen, they get along with one another. I mean, it's almost like, thieves get along with thieves, robbers get along with robbers, murderers get along with murderers. So if you're a Christian and you just get along with Christians, what value is that? Jesus didn't come to just hang out with religious people. As a matter of fact, he came to break religion down, and he hung out with prostitutes, thieves, and tax collectors, the worst of the day. So if you love those who love you, what reward is there in that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much, he says. And then verse 47, he says, if you are kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. I mean, Jesus is making a big deal here. I mean, in verse 48, he says, but you are to be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. I mean, that doesn't make sense, does it? Perfect could probably be translated better as mature, to be mature like your Father in heaven. Jesus expects those of us who are his followers to show the same kind of mature love for all people, those who are pleasant and those who are difficult, as God shows to them. Remember, Jesus didn't withhold his love, his grace, or mercy just because somebody was mean. I mean, we are recognizing that God shows to them, especially by joyfully meeting their daily needs, that Christians, we who choose to follow Jesus, can be so counterintuitive and so counterculture that we might be the person that would rise above the oppression. We might rise above the anger or even the pettiness, and we might be able to extend that grace, extend that mercy, and extend that love. Let your prayer be this day, God, give me the courage to lead well by following you well in all of your examples. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.